Now the next morning, in an old farmyard near Bremen, a rangy, tired old rooster sat on a windowsill of his chicken coop, trying to wake up. He was supposed to crow at sunrise to wake up his master, the farmer Lardpork, but he had overslept.
Oh, dang, I'm late again. And here comes Farmer Lardpork.
Yes, sir? Lardpork was waddling across the chicken yard, wearing his night clothes. Now, Lardpork was a little overweight, kind of chubby, stout. Actually, he looked like a pig in pajamas.
There he is, Elf of the Bayou.
T.R., that's the second time this week I've missed my breakfast on Conhew.
I thought he was looking kind of scrawny.
But I'm telling you, this ain't gonna happen no more. You ain't good for nothing round the barn no more, but you just might be kind of tasty around the white meat.
Oh, boy!
Lardpork reached out a great fat hand to grab the rooster. But T.R. flew off around the corner of the barn.
Come back here, by dogs. There's gonna be rooster stew for lunch.
And with that, old Lardpork went waddling off looking for his axe. Isn't that terrible? Now, just at that moment, old Leroy the donkey came trotting down the road that ran right behind Lardpork's barn.
Well now, here's a right nice looking little farm. Wonder if anyone would like to hear a traveling musician round here. Now look at who's hiding behind the rain barrel. Hidey, Mr. Rooster.
Shush up.
Why should I shush? I'm a traveling musician. Don't you love me all to crazy?
I'll beat you all to pieces if you don't shush up. Come closer and I'll explain.
I'm listening, Mr. Rooster.
My name's T.R., and right now T.R. stands for Terrified Rooster.
How come?
It's my master, the Farmer Lardpork. He's out to get me in a stew pot.
You don't mean...
Yep, if Lardpork catches me now, my head'll go north and the rest of me'll be bound for Dixie.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, fearsome way to die, son. No funeral, no coffin, just dumplings.
Listen, my old master, he wanted to do me in too, so I is runned away, and now I'm a traveling musician.
Traveling musician? You mean you was wandering around the countryside singing for your supper?
That's the idea. Might even go to Bremen town. Got me a whole wagon load of musical instruments.
Well, put me in overshoes and call me a duck. Hey, you got a banjo?
I got one just your size.
Give me that thing. Everyone knows that T.R. stands for Traveling Rooster. Come on, Leroy. Let's go.
Go it is.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, what? Wait a minute. We got to get from here before you winds up in a stew.
I know, but I just can't leave without saying goodbye to the girls.
Girls? What girls is that?
T.R. didn't answer. He just flapped his wings and flew through the window into the chicken coop. And inside was a whole flock of old biddy hens.
Hi-de-ho, gals!
Where are you with?
Lardpork was just here looking for you.
Had an axe with him.
Wonder why? Oh. Axe, huh? Oh, well, forget about him, girls. Tell me, how are all my little bitty biddies today? Oh, just laying around as usual, I see.
What a thing to say.
Oh, just have to come in here once in a while and egg you off. Oh, now, gals, I got an announcement. Yeah, the fact is, I'm leaving you.
But you can't mean it.
Now, it ain't your fault. Oh, gals, the fact is, well, old Lardpork has his eye set on me and his stomach set on my drumsticks.
Oh, no.
And that's the way it is.